Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or maybe just planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has you covered with everything you need. From Levi's to Dolce Vita to Lacoste, you can shop summer must-haves like summer dresses, matching sets. Love a matching set. All you have to do is go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to make sure that you're ready for all the summer months with all latest fashion, latest trends, only at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Sometimes when I'm laying in bed, and let's be honest, that's all the time, I think about how everyone gets in bed at night and falls asleep soundly, no matter what's happening during the day. Are you ever walking down the street and you see someone litter? Or maybe you're pulling into a parking lot and someone just takes your parking spot? I feel like mine is whenever you're rushing to an elevator and no one presses the button to keep it open for you. Do you ever wonder how those people sleep at night? Well, I've thought that myself as well, and I figured it out that it can only be a Mattress Firm mattress. Mattress Firm has high-quality mattresses at every price. I'm obsessed with my Mattress Firm mattress, and I'm actually waiting for my adjustable base to get delivered to my new apartment, and you'll never see me again. That's it. I'm in the bed. I went to the actual Mattress Firm store, tried out all the beds, found the adjustable base, and I was like, you guys need to ship this to me as soon as I move into my new apartment, and I can't wait. Mattress Firm has quality mattresses at every price for your best rest. So get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and sleep at night.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my gluten-free gigglers?
I'd rather die. Are you gluten-free?
No, but people are being really helpful. Like, hey, I know you have like bloating IBS problems, and yeah, they're telling me to stop eating bread. I don't want to be on this earth if bread is not around me at all times.
Have you taken any steps, though, to
absolutely
limit
not
your...
Absolutely
not. Sick. Awesome.
I just feel like life is too short.
Life's too short.
That was my Brene Brown quote for the day. I have just some quick housekeeping, you guys. Go to our link on Instagram, and we have a Boston show and a DC show that might be sold out and a New York City show. We're so excited about it. And then
I'm
just
so
got
excited. I miss our live shows.
We had a little break, but now we're back. I also have some stand-up stuff I'm doing. Tacoma.
Wait,
don't know where Tacoma is.
Wait, can we talk about the pictures? Wait, can we just talk about your Instagram aesthetic recently?
I'm like embarrassed by it. I put that on my story because I don't want to grid it. I was like, no, this is not her.
That's grid worthy. You're in an evening gown.
With gloves.
With gloves. I was looking, I was like, who is this? No, you look so good.
I bought an Amazon top that was $33, incredible fit. And then
and
I
it
was
changed
like,
your life. And now
I was just like,
and now you do Amazon lives of like what to wear for the summer.
This is the thing. People either message me and say, Hannah,
did Paige let you wear this? Did you run this by Paige? Or they say, Paige would love this.
So I live and die by what you think of me. And I'm talking to my therapist about it.
But anyway,
stand-up shows in Tacoma, in Portland, in Madison, Wisconsin. Go Badgers!
Go Badgers!
Very excited.
That is exciting.
And we're going to add more dates for Giggly.
I can't wait. All of September is just Giggly. Somebody just asked me to do something in September, and I was like, I'm sorry. The month of September is literally dedicated to giggling. Someone was getting married or something, and I was like, sorry, I'm giggling that month.
I also have gotten a lot of gigglers reach out. This is just like a mental health moment, just saying like, hey, I deal with depression, because you know the gigglers love a depressed moment. We deal with depression all the time.
We love being depressed.
And they say our weekly episode helps them fight depression. And you know what? Samesies.
Seriously, I think it's like a dose of therapy. I am slowly getting out of my depression. I was deep in it for a couple weeks. Yep. Really like a couple months. I was deep in one.
Years, decades.
And I... 29 years if we're counting. And I am slowly coming out of it.
What's weird about depression is you don't know you're in it until you get a little bit out and you're like, oh, so you're not supposed to struggle to just get dressed in the morning?
Right. I was like having a hard time like washing my face. I was like, what is the point?
Yeah. Or someone will send you a basic text message and you'd be like, oh, what do you want?
Yes. Oh, my God. Literally the amount of times I'd look at my phone and be like, everyone shut the fuck up.
And they're literally like, hey, checking in. And you're like, oh.
It's literally my mom being like, good morning. And I was like, stop. Stop.
Unless someone's messaging me about bringing me food, it's like, stop.
Okay, I have not been in New York City in weeks. I'm literally missing the best months of New York City right now. It's so annoying. I've been traveling, and then to my surprise, I go on my Instagram and I see just all my friends hanging out, and like, not that I was around to be invited, but it was like you guys straight up replaced me with a member of my family, which for some reason hurt more than just like another girl.
You know what? It turns out Paige and Gary are kind of
interchangeable.
Changeable. Thank you. Yeah. Sierra just texted me and was like, are you at the stands? And I was like, yes. Sierra rolled in with a man's. And I said, who is the sexy man? And then I realized it was no one other than Gary DeSorbo. And there were gigglers there that were talking to me. And I just look at him. And he is, unlike us, he doesn't love attention, which is, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
But he's just kind of enjoying sitting back, making sure everyone's having fun. A few, you know, jokes underneath his breath.
Gary loves like, the stand-up show, too.
He does.
He loves it.
But, so Gary was excited. But I literally tell all the gigglers, I go, this is Paige's brother. And they went nuts. And he looked at me like, how dare you, bitch.
Mortified.
How dare you? And he's just the sweetest. And we all were just hanging out. And then they went to my comedy show.
I got a text. It's funny because I haven't even been to your comedy show. I got it.
No, you've been to the big one.
I've been to the big one. I got a text from him being like, hey, can I stay in your apartment? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then that's like all I heard. I didn't realize that meant like impersonating me and like hanging out with all my friends and like
and
pretending
his outfit
to
was,
be
like,
me.
Good.
What was it?
I don't remember, but I just remember being like,
My mom definitely picked it out.
Also, he took Sierra to a Yankee game.
I saw her Instagram story, then I saw his, and I was like, wait a second.
Do you think Sierra and Gary could ever date?
No, I think that Sierra sees him as like an older brother, and I think he very much sees her as like me. Like, okay, I need to protect Sierra at all costs.
Yeah.
Like,
is Gary single?
Gary is single.
What kind of girl do you manifest for him?
Oh my gosh. I'm honestly, as a true narcissist that I am, I manifest someone that, like, I am going to hang out with. You know, like, I'm more manifesting a sister than a wife for him.
Does she treat him well? I don't give a shit, but does she compliment me in my outfits? Yes.
Yeah. And, like, can we go out and, like, drink together and then, like, he pick us up at the bar? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she really love him? I don't know. None of my business. But
oh my God,
we're just manifesting. My mom says just like a nice girl, you know. Mm-hmm. We can never just find a nice girl, so that's what we're manifesting.
Do you consider Gary like nice guy, or is he kind of like tough guy?
So Gary is a Cancer, like a true Cancer.
My brother's a Cancer.
Oh, and my heart breaks for them.
Sensitive little souls, but on the inside.
on the inside just the mushiest, and they want to be confident. They want to put on a brave face, but they're so sensey. And I will insult Gary, and he will remember it 3 years later and be like, do you remember when you said that to me? And I'm like, no, because I have a life and I don't remember that one insult, but it sounds like it was hilarious. Like,
so. Sorry, I was busy insulting other people. I don't remember your insult.
No, seriously. I'm like, what? I have so many other people.
If I had
with
a penny. I was talking with fellow comic Ashley Gavin about like signs you should break up with someone.
Yeah.
And I want to know your opinion because I think we nailed it. If you pull out your notes app and you start taking notes of like behaviors or something, if you start Googling, is it bad? If you have a pros and cons list anywhere, if you do a BuzzFeed quiz of, is he a narcissist?
I think I'm single. I've never. Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow, Bethany. Wow. I don't have a notes app for Craig, but recently I was going through my notes and I opened one and it was a strongly worded text message. And I got like 3 words in. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like going to send that to Craig months ago. So
that's just a draft text.
That's just
count.
A draft text. So that,
I mean, it's not great. We're not going to promote it.
No.
But do you know when you don't know how to handle your emotions and you think, you know what? The internet's going to tell me.
Yeah.
And you literally are like, what does it feel like when you're not with the right person? Like that kind of shit. Newsflash, save the 3 hours of going down a dark hole.
If you need to Google it.
That's your gut telling you, you're done.
Yes. Oh my God. I totally believe in that because now that I think back to every ex-boyfriend, I have had either a pros and cons list or just like a list of things that you've done and I haven't forgotten about it. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about a list of things that you're manifesting, like Paige's list of what she wants with a guy. I'm not talking about her list of like presents that she thinks will be cute to get.
Things
Craig.
Where
I'm
they've about- done you wrong.
You're so Italian.
They have done you wrong, and I don't have the best memory, so I need to write that shit down. Or just tell
Gary.
Or I just tell my mom, who is like a literal like squire, who like will write down everything.
Ooh, final thing. If you're not telling your mom things, it's done.
Yes, I agree with that, but I've never been able to have that filter. Like,
oh, so you tell her everything.
I tell her everything because I need a real opinion. Like, yes. I need her to have all of the facts. I was recently with my mom in LA, and we had probably one of the biggest conversations ever about Craig, but I was telling her about my sex life.
When did you become me and my mom?
And she said, and and then I went to tell her something else and I was like, sorry, is that too much? And as this bitch is like sipping a Bellini, she goes, you just told me about your full sex life, you think now it's too much? Like, but she actually gave me some like real insight. Like, your moms know.
Or not even that your mom knows everything, your mom knows you more than anyone.
Yeah.
And she understands you. And she's part of you.
Yeah.
And but also there are, let's not normalize every mom being amazing. There are toxic relationships.
There are
with
some
moms.
Bad
There's
moms.
Narcissistic moms.
That's true.
There are some bad moms out there.
Yeah.
But finding someone who you know just loves you for you and is rooting for you and understands you.
Yep.
Anyone could be a mom.
Yes. I agree with that. Luckily, mine lives in my house, so I don't have to go far.
Dads, don't trust. Don't trust them. I mean, they're great for like a hug every now and then, but let's.
I literally, if I texted my dad right now and said, what's my birthday? He'd be like, please stop annoying me. Like, there's no way that man would know.
I test my dad all the time. Wait, what's my birthday?
I'm going to text him right now, so maybe by the end of the pod.
He'll see, answer. I would text my dad, but he would cheat and just ask my mom.
When's my birthday? No cheating. Okay.
And then be like, and name three of my friends. Just three.
He literally
my dad, He knows friends' names, but he says them all like wrong. And I'm like, are you doing it on purpose?
Yeah. My best friend from high school, he still calls Blondie. Because I was like, her name's Stephanie.
Since dyed her hair Kendall Jenner red. Yeah. She's in a new era. He doesn't acknowledge it.
My dad knew it. November 4th. Wow. Good job.
What's the year? What's the year, okay. Gary Sr.? What's the year? There's a reason he didn't do the year.
He definitely doesn't know the year.
I also want to bring up, you know, Hot Girl Walks?
Yeah.
I'm normalizing. I think I saw it on TikTok. Hot couple gossip walks. Hot gossip walks.
Fuck yes.
And she's like, nothing brings you together.
He got their year wrong.
He got it wrong?
Yep. He said 93.
Oh, just dads being dads. Tell him to get back to the lawn. Still my dad.
Okay, back to your landscaping. He said close enough.
He said close enough. How many children do you have, Gary Sr.? So yeah, at the end of a day, it is important that you can gossip with your significant other.
Yeah.
You say, let's go get some froyo. Let's go, you know, just do a little walk, see the birdies, and you give him the tea.
I don't want to say it, but it might be better gossiping with your significant other than your best friend.
Wow.
Because you know, like, I know when I tell you something, you're going to have the exact same opinion about it as I do. So we kind of feed off that energy.
Yeah.
Sometimes they throw a curveball in there and you're like, whoa.
Have you ever gone off like an hour of gossiping with me and then you turn to your significant other and tell them the tea? And yeah, they play devil's advocate and you're like, oh.
Nothing I hate more than a devil's advocate.
Nothing. I'll go from him just being devil's advocate with a stupid scenario to me being like, whose team are you on? Yeah. What was marriage to you?
I was out to dinner the other day with Craig and something happened where he wanted to gossip about it, but it was like the people that we were around. We didn't know these people. We were just like eavesdropping. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh my God, I can't tell you now. But when we get out of here, I have something to tell you. And it was like, that's a love language.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I was so excited.
So Des and I at night, we do comedy. He's at the Cellar and I'm at the Stand. So we're like doing the same things, but in different places. But we know all the same comics.
Right. I was going to say, but it's all the same people.
We literally are like, okay, so-and-so did this here. And he's like, oh, we came. Anyway, so we're in the green room and two of the comics start to fight. And everyone is like weird. Like, I literally felt like I was filming reality TV again. Everyone tightened up. The two guys were fighting.
I'm so surprised there's not more like docuseries on like a comedian's life, like especially in New York City, of like people that have been in the comedy world for years and then they blow up and people are like, they're out of nowhere, and you're like, no, they've actually been performing for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they say you don't make it in comedy until like 7 years in.
That's nuts.
Which is wild. But these comics are fighting and people are upset. And I get this like hit of dopamine and I get my phone out and I just start texting Des and I'm like, you will not believe.
Yeah.
And he immediately takes a side. I actually took the same side as him. Whew. And it was hot, hot, hot drums. And afterwards I was like, guys, don't worry, we're all gonna like talk about this for a week. This is gonna be fun. We're gonna be okay. Yep. But I do think bonding over, if your dude doesn't give a fuck about your stupid friend drama and that's what you care about so deeply,
yeah,
you're not compatible.
Right. I totally agree, because I've had boyfriends who have been like, this is stupid, like why do you even care about it, when like, yes, we know that. We know that it's stupid. Why do we care about it? But for a couple hours,
because we're bored.
I need to vent about it. I need to talk about it. I need to get it out there. So if you're not going to be an active participant in it, then you don't get me when I get to the point where like, yeah, I don't care about it anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Then he's into it and you're like, we don't care about it anymore. We're done.
Like, it's over.
But I do think it's good if like you're actually upset about something. Sometimes it's nice for his bigger perspective to be like, hey, this doesn't matter. And I love when he's like that. But I want him to be like, tell me everything.
I have a catch 22 because sometimes Craig will rile me up more and he'll be like, really? You're going to let that happen? And I'm just like, oh my God, now I have to like set our house on fire and I wasn't prepared.
What is this thing in the notes that made me pee myself about Craig?
Oh my God. So there are times where Craig will do something and I'm like, I'm totally talking about that on the podcast. And he's like, no, Paige, like, that's embarrassing. Whatever.
And you're like, but no, it's part of our contract.
I can't take it anymore. So a couple weeks ago, and I didn't even like, let me just set the scene because I didn't really think about it enough. A couple weeks ago, we're in Charleston, whatever. We're like getting ready for bed. I'm like already in the bed. He's like brushing his teeth or something. And he would just randomly was like, I love you, Paige. Like, you're my best friend. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, I love you too. And then like 3 seconds later, he's like, you know, like, you never tell me that I'm your best friend.
He's such a Labrador retriever puppy.
Hannah, when I tell you I burst out laughing, like I couldn't hold it in. And he's like, he's kind of like sad. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, you just like, you always say like Hannah's your best friend. And then like Stephanie is your best friend from high school. And then like Sierra's your best friend. And then like you have another best friend. And he's like, and never do you say like I'm your best friend. And so I start laughing and I'm like, oh, you are my best friend. Like, I swear, like, you are one of my best friends.
Well, if you know Paige, she throws the word best friend around liberally. Liberally.
Like, you have 100 best friends and you've never said that I'm one of them. So, like, a couple weeks go by and most recently, he, like, says something again. He's like, you're my best friend. And he's like, and I look at him and I'm like, okay. And he's like, see, like, you still have never
he
said
wants
it
to start a fight when he says that. He's so funny.
And he's like, you know, we do all the things that best friends do. We have sleepovers. We gossip. Like, we laugh about stuff. And, like, you just, like, never say it. So we're starting a new segment called What Did Craig Cry About This Week? And it's and this week it's about not being my best friend. But you gotta earn that spot.
Firm. Yeah. I love that you've stayed firm with it. It's like me with anal. I'm like, I can't give you everything. I can't give you everything.
It's really,
it's to keep something for me.
I can't call someone my best friend who isn't on the spot funny, and Craig is getting funnier, but until he reaches a point where I'm confident in his humor, he will be my best friend. But I can't just give him that without him it'll be better if he earns it. He'll feel better earning it.
This is so funny and so toxic.
So toxic.
I think I find Craig funnier than you do. Maybe because you spend more time around him. Yeah. I will just watch him and his natural actions, and I think it's funny. But is he trying? Absolutely not.
No, that's his humor is he will do
his
things.
His natural reactions.
He won't know it's funny. So I have to tell him, like, hey, that was really funny. And he gets also excited, like, when I tell him something
Southern
was funny.
Southern people, I know he's from Delaware, but I feel like he's, like, very immersed in Southern culture.
Yeah, I mean, he's been here over 10 years. Hard.
I just watched Chrisley's Knows Best accidentally. It was on because I knew there was like crazy shit going on with them. And I just watched a little of the episode. All they do is like, okay, how did they get this show up? Because like, it's very entertaining, but like,
who are
it's
they?
Hard to get a show.
No, who
it's
are random. They?
He's a real estate tycoon who now we realize is not a tycoon. Basically is like, oh, he's basically super bitchy and hates everyone in his family, but like in a joking way, and it's just him yelling at his family in like a very
I enjoy the show. Like, if the show is on and there's nothing on and like it whatever, I have laughed at some of the things on that show.
No, it's hilarious.
The most recent gossip coming out that he's gay and he's been with his business partner like this entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was the show. No, I thought that was no, the like,
show. Yeah, like I don't, I like what? Yeah, no, I know. Did you guys not know?
You guys, we would never on Pride Month. We would never out someone.
Never.
We would never.
Never.
He's hysterical. He literally like made his son do all his chores so he could go get a facial.
He's amazing TV. He was born to be on reality TV. They're great TV.
They're great and like very likable in spite of like them always fighting as a family. It's a very like likable, cute way. But they're in like court right now for like bad tax evasion and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel like you
haven't succeeded in reality TV until you have tax evaded.
Please
so Paige.
Don't manifest that for me.
No, that might not be your journey.
That is not my journey. I love that show though.
Well, you also were at the MTV award shows.
I was at the MTV award shows.
There's so many names for them now.
It was such an experience. It's nothing like it looks like on TV. I will say that.
Really?
Oh. It's so different. You think that they're in like this massive arena. You're not. You're like
when you're in the award show or when you're yeah. taking photos outside.
That the red carpet is more hours than the actual award show. Which wow. is some interesting tea. But LA, like I haven't spent a lot of time there like consecutively, but I spent a week there 2 weeks ago, and I just recently spent a week there. In just like my findings of LA, there's so many different types of LA people. Like mm-hmm. you're either like a really rich, hot mom with plastic surgery, mm-hmm. or you're like a meditation, vegan, like wears her hair in slick back buns, like mm-hmm. vibe. Mm-hmm. Or you're just like
an actor, a struggling
yeah, like
actor.
You're a struggling actor. You're like pretending to be. It's just like a lot of different LA stereotype people. And then I feel like I was thinking about New York. There's one type of New Yorker. And like I think.
Grumpy?
Yeah. Like, and I think that's what brings us together because we all collectively hate everything.
Yes.
We and hate New York.
Yes.
But, we like
but if someone else says they hate New York, I'm like, you don't know what the New York's the greatest place in the fucking
you
world.
No idea what the fuck you're talking about. You'd never survive a day in New York. But like, and that's our thing. And like, we
no,
love
New York
it.
Is like a melting pot of cultures. And then we have like the finance bros, but it's mostly people that are just like busy and trying to make it work. Where LA is a very specific niche
yes.
of Midwesterners, Southerners
yep.
and California people and some angry New Yorkers who are trying to live their dream in entertainment.
And I feel like in LA, like walking down the streets of LA, everybody cares what everybody's doing. In New York, no one gives a shit about what anyone's doing. You can take a shit on the street and I could walk by you and I don't care.
Yeah.
If that was your journey for the day, you're on it. You're doing it.
I could cry hysterically in the middle of Midtown and someone will like push me over.
Yeah. And be like, it's a crosswalk. Move it or yep. lose it.
Like, break up with him or don't. Stay or don't. I don't give a shit. Just get out of the crosswalk.
No, seriously. Like, and I love New York for that. I love
but
it.
But has LA changed you? Do you feel differently about LA after spending like 2 weeks?
And not to sound like the most cliche bitch in the world, but like, the weather. It's a different quality of life when every single day it's 75 and sunny.
True. Except you don't get to have cute fall trench coats.
They don't have seasons. And
no
also,
layering.
I don't love that you can't walk places. Like
I do. But, I do. People just think I'm homeless, but I do.
Yeah, but it's just like I rather like walk to lunch than like walk back to my apartment. Like I don't
yeah,
like the drive.
The whole Uber life or like obviously I can't drive. I'm going to LA at the end of June for like a little podcast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You guys know Hannah and I don't do admin, so making cocktails used to be a very big struggle for us. Now that we have 21 Seeds infused tequila, we can impress our friends with our bartending skills. 21 Seeds is infused with real fruit juice, and it only takes 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect margarita or cocktail. Summer is coming up, and we want to spend our time tanning by the pool with a drink that's delicious and easy to make. Making a cocktail with 21 Seeds is so simple, we probably could do it in the bed. 21 Seeds infused tequila makes the most delicious and easy margaritas and cocktails, so you can focus on the fun. Try 21 Seeds infused tequila at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Okay, obviously I love laying on my couch and I love being in the bed. We know that, but I've also been working out kind of a lot lately. And since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, I've been trying to do a lot more for my mental health, like meditating, taking all the vitamins I say I'm going to take, self-care, physical, mental well-being. And that's why I love Alo Move so much. They really bring people together. They have over hundreds of new classes every month, and Alo Moves keeps you motivated and supported. When I log on for a 5-minute movement or mindfulness class, it just gives me such better vibes for my mental health and positivity that you can truly share with others. It makes you stick to your routines better, and you find yourself together when you join Alo Moves. Join the community on alomoves.com today and use code GIGGLY20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial, plus enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code GIGGLY20 for a 30-day free trial, plus 20% off an annual membership. Alomoves.com, GIGGLY20. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that, because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women, so let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
It'll be so fun.
Tell me everything about the award show. How'd you pick the look?
I picked my look based on, I was like, okay, what is something that I would love to wear, but I would never wear it to any other event except something that was like MTV related. So I saw this jumpsuit and it had no lining in it. And I was like, ooh, could I like get away with it? And I was like, okay, it's too much. So I had them put a lining in it. Then I changed the bottom of the pants because they were like tight around my ankle. I made them a flare pant. And then I was just like living my best like ice skater life, and I was here for it.
Oh my God.
It really is. Okay. You know, when you're watching something and on a red carpet, you like you hear the people taking the pictures and you hear them yelling like the person's name, like, oh my God, Kendall, Kendall, like turn this way, Kendall. I always wondered, like, what if you're a photographer and you have no idea who that person is that you're taking a picture? Before you step on the red carpet, they hold up a sign that says your name. So all the photographers, so that was a revelation. I was like, this is interesting. You guys have no idea who I am, but I'm here for it that you're yelling my name. Then you have to go to like each person to like do an interview. Mm-hmm. And I just had like I didn't want to, like I was just like I thought that I was gonna love the red carpet, and I'm actually really stressed out by it, and like I'm anxious and I don't want to do it.
Did you do it with Craig or did you do together then solo? Like, how did we navigate that? Did he hold your purse? Did he have his own main character moment?
That's true. We talked about it before and he was like, what are you, what are you comfortable with? Because you're presenting and I just want to be like here for you. Craig has been very attentive recently. And I, at first I was like, yeah, don't like cramp my style. Like I'm doing it by myself. And then when I was on the red carpet, I felt like a child looking for their parent on a playground. Aww. Because I was like, talk about stimulation overload. I was like, this is too much. And like, okay, now let's do it together. So that worked out well. I saw Paris Hilton. The woman doesn't age. The Gorgeous. Woman does not age.
She eats poop like Kim.
She must. There's something going on because she doesn't age. I saw the D'Amelio family. They, very cute, very chic. Yes. I think that Dixie D'Amelio is going to be a fashion icon. Like, in the coming years, I think that she is going she's to already. Be on, like, the cover of Vogue. Like, she's going to get to that status.
Is she tall?
She's not tall, but, like, I think she has – obviously, they have, like, stylists and great stylists. But I think she has
a girl factor.
She has it girl, like, personal style, and she's, like, out of the box when she, like, gets dressed.
How is her style different than Charlie's?
I see Charlie as, like, she's a baby. Like, she's a little girl. Dixie is a couple years older, so I think she's had more time to be like, what do I like? What do I not like? Where Charlie is just like...
experimenting.
Yeah, she's just a little girl. Like, she's putting on things that, like, she likes, where I feel like Dixie thinks about it more. Yeah. I also think the name Dixie is fucking epic. Iconic.
I did interview their mom on Burning in Hell once, and she was, like, really cool.
Did you have
really down to earth?
I'd love to know how she got the names Dixie and Charlie, because I love them.
Didn't ask.
Yeah.
And now I feel like a terrible interviewer.
I mean.
Wait, I love you listing everyone you saw. Who else? Give us a tea.
Teffy was there. We love Teffy.
Oh, we love Teffy.
I hugged her, and her rings got caught onto my outfit, so we just hung out with each other for, like, 10 minutes because we couldn't move. And that was fine.
Did anyone big time you? Anyone snuff you?
No. Everyone was like, I mean, we were with all reality people. So, like, it's not like we were with, like, A-list celebrities other than, like, Paris Hilton was there. So I felt like, oh, this is, like, fun. It felt like a high school reunion because it's like, oh, you guys were older than me, so I don't really know you, but I know who you are. Like, that's how I felt with the Selling Sunset people. I was like,
oh, my God. Did you see Christine Quinn?
No, she was the only one that wasn't there. So I felt like I was, like, at a, like, high school function where I was like, I know who you are, but we weren't in the same grade. Oh, my God. I saw Kathy Hilton and, like, all the Beverly Hills housewives. There were a lot of housewives that I saw. I also, like, am not one to, like, go up and, like, introduce myself.
No.
Because I'm just, like, awkward and I'm like, what do I say?
I remember of BravoCon, we saw Lisa and her dog. And, like, I feel like other people were, like, going up to them, introducing them, pitching them their business. And, like, they were just like,
that's cute. Yeah, like, what do I go up and, like, shake your hand? I'm like, hi, Paige DeSorbo, Summer House. Like, what? No, I'm not going to be, like, a weirdo. The only person, like, I really did fangirl over was a couple from 90 Day Fiancé, Lauren and Alexi. Oh, yeah. And, like, I saw them as we were, like, pulling in. I was like, that's the 90 Day couple. So, like, that's who I was most excited to meet.
How was presenting an award? How'd it go?
I mean, I loved it. I love every second of it because I also, like, I know how to read from a teleprompter. So I feel like that's what people are most nervous about, which, like, I wasn't nervous about that part. And then, like, you go backstage before and you read, like, what you're supposed to read out there, like, into a microphone so that, like, the teleprompter guy can hear, like, what your pace is.
Oh.
So that was interesting. Yeah. He was like, okay, read this one so I can, like, hear you. And then you go out on stage and they're like, okay, go. And then you just – and it's, like, such a weird – it was weird because I've always watched the MTV Awards, like, on TV as a kid.
Who won the award that you presented?
Jimmy Fallon, but he wasn't there to accept it.
Oh.
So they showed, like, a video.
Oh.
I know.
Where was the party after?
My hotel room. I went right to bed. My outfit was so uncomfortable and so tight.
Oh, I hate that.
And it was so tight around my neck that when I took it off, it looked terrifying.
She's like, it was so tight around my neck, I orgasmed.
No, but it was really fun. But I think the number one thing I learned from being in LA is that we are taking pictures all wrong.
Oh, yeah. Explain.
So the next day, Craig and I go to lunch, and I'm sitting next to these two girls. They were, like, in their 20s. Like, it was definitely like they were like two best friends, and they went to lunch solely to take pictures, and I respected the fuck out of it. So the one girl was like, take my picture, sitting at this table. So her friend across from her took her phone like this, okay, like you were about to take a normal picture. But then she took the other girl's phone, flipped it around to the camera so that the girl who's getting their picture taken could see herself and how she wanted to be angled. But she was actually taking the picture with the phone that was like this. So she had two phones back to back, one with the camera so the girl could see herself, and then the other phone was taking the pictures.
And you looked at Craig and you go, that's a best friend.
Yes. I said, you want to get to best friend status? They're living in 2045.
You gotta reverse engineer the photo process.
I'm like, why didn't you think of that?
It's amazing. I also learned about, like, you know, Kim Kardashian, she posts content every single day, which is giving me J-Lo vibes, where it's like, how much more do you need in this life? But she's Kim Kardashian, who's busier than everyone, is getting a photo out a day. And I realized that someone reported, like, she takes certain days of the week to take, like, tons of photos with different outfits, which, like,
It's hard to get into a routine like that, though.
It's strategic. It's organized.
She also has a team of humans.
It's true. It's also, I love ordering clothes. I don't know if it's my ADHD, but, like, I hate the act of opening it up and then having to try it on my body.
And also, like, whoever you're with, everyone does the same thing. Like, oh, do you think you could take a picture of me? And then you want to go so fast so that you're not, like, putting that other person out. And then you start, like, bargaining. And, like, you can't do it with a boyfriend, because if it's a friend, you're like, then I'll take a picture of you. But if it's a boyfriend, you're like, I'll suck your dick. Like, you're like, if you get a little bit lower, I'll get lower later. Like, I don't, like, how do we work this out? Remember when I had a tripod, when I had Trip?
Yeah, what happened to Trip?
I don't know. I'm going to bring him back.
I feel like me and you have both gone through different, like, social media moods and trends. I mean, I only posted tweets for, like, 3 years.
Now you're full glam. Did you see my relatable ass post the other day of my pimples?
Yeah, I was like, okay, when did she become a role model to all the girlies in the world?
I did not think it was going to get the response that it did, but I was just like, hey, I'm breaking out so badly, and I feel like I'm so insecure walking this red carpet with my skin that people looking at the pictures are probably like, oh my God, like, her skin looks so good, or like, oh, she, like, oh, I wish I looked like that or something. And I was just like, I didn't feel like that at all, and I feel like everyone should know that.
I'm so proud of you for doing that, because I feel like the page that I first met wouldn't have had the confidence to do it. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
You're 1,000% right.
Because, like, you don't need to now show people, like, that you're so hot or you're so confident. It's like, you're just being yourself, and I'm proud of you.
I didn't wear a bra or underwear to the MTV Awards.
Obsessed with that. Labia out. I'm obsessed with that. Every now and then, I do click on, like, a filter.
Yeah.
Just to, like, because it's crazy technology to see what it does.
Half of them, I think they make you look uglier.
Some, like, of them you look like a mosquito.
I'm like, this is actually terrifying. My nose is a square. I know. Like, what's going on?
But it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. And okay, now I need to have some shade on Kim Kardashian, who we love. We're a Kim Kardashian stan podcast, and golf and skiing and tennis. But when she said, I will eat poop to look young, I did not like that. But then she goes on to be like, buy my new skincare because I'm ready to share with you guys what has made my skin and my face look so amazing. And I'm like, okay, J-Lo and your fucking olive oil.
Liar.
First of all, it's definitely a lie. Second of all, give us your plastic surgeon, bitch, because that fucking cocoa, you know, butter, whatever bullshit moisturizer did not change the shape of your nose and your lips and your chin and your cheekbones and your eyes.
Go off.
And I'm okay with it. You have changed me. I'm okay with it, but I'm about transparency. I'm about honesty.
I get that.
And don't tell me, don't Kylie Jenner the bullshit and be like, use this lip and your lips are going to look like mine. No. Go to your doctor in Orange County. Give a discount
also,
code.
Also, when people say that, like, I've been using this forever, this is why my skin's so good. How you just went and formulated something in a lab and you've been using it just yourself? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. How have you been using it for so long?
I have a new theory about the Kardashians.
Okay.
They're a cult.
The biggest cult. The most underground cult that nobody's realizing.
They are controlling all the news.
Yeah.
Like, we've lost freedom of speech. And then...
bring back Kim our amendments.
Creating every single company. So, like, everywhere you go will be a Kim brand. And then they are creating compounds, not houses.
Mm-hmm.
Compounds for them all to create, like, a full commune.
Yeah.
Where, like, and someone related it. I think someone on TikTok was talking about how they're religious and how this is how, like religious wealthy people like to, like, keep their wealth. And then I think about Rob Kardashian and I'm like, oh, he got kicked out of the cult. Like, he can't be trusted with the information of the cult, or he doesn't believe in the cult. And that's how Scott stayed in it for so long, because it's a cult.
Right. And now Scott's like kind of out. No, I completely agree. It is a cult. I mean, they control, you could be in all, you could only buy their companies and live. The only thing they don't have is like a food company.
Think of when Kanye tried to go for president.
That was terrifying. I forgot about that.
I will not be surprised. Kim has a law degree. I will not be surprised. Give it like.
Do you want to know what I actually thought? I thought that when Kanye started the Sunday services, that he was going to start a religion. Like, I was convinced that he was going to start something like Hillsong, and that's how they were going to get like tax breaks on things. But that didn't happen. I was like, wow. I was pretty adamant.
So you know
about
the Kardashians were Hillsong members.
Were they?
They were. People don't talk about it. Everyone talks about Chris Pratt. People don't talk about Kardashians.
Wow.
So I'm scared.
Moral of the story, we're scared. I think we live in a simulation. Also, I date Craig Conover, who's like, loves a conspiracy theory. We talk about them all the time. So right now we're on Snow's Not Real and We Never Went to the Moon. So that's where we're at. That's what we talk about on our hot couples walks. We're like, what do you think about squirrels? Are they real? We went to a zoo recently because our flight got canceled and there was nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Where we were, and he was like, there's a zoo down the street, and I was like, whatever, let's just go. We have like 2 hours.
I hate animals, but
I am convinced that zoos aren't real. I think that all the animals in there, they are made
robots.
Yep, they're robots. I was like, well,
zoos are problematic.
So problematic. And I had never really been to a zoo before. I'd been to like an aquarium.
Yeah.
Justice for the fish. I feel like people don't give a shit about fish. And so I went to the zoo and I was just like, this is horrible.
Upsetting.
This is upsetting. And I was like, I don't think that's a real animal in there. And he
the animals definitely are like, some of them are drugged. Some of them are just like not happy.
Totally.
They're a lot of depressed animals.
Absolutely. I was like, I feel like awkward being here. And he was like, yeah, let's leave. I mean, but it wasn't our fault. It was literally Delta's fault. So we were kicked out of our hotel. We were homeless. We had nothing to do. And he was like, let's go to the zoo. Okay. So then I'm on Instagram and I see all these things about like Megan Fox isn't like MGK anymore. And I'm just like, oh my God, because of one video where she's like annoyed that he's speaking. Like if I had a fucking dollar.
If I had a penny.
If I had a penny, where every time Craig spoke and I was just like, oh, that doesn't mean I don't love the man. He's not my best friend, but I do love him.
Just because I don't want to murder him doesn't mean I don't love him.
Yeah. Then MGK came up on my TikTok, which never happens. Like he's never in my algorithm. So I went to his actual TikTok page. The most recent 2 TikToks that she is in that he posted, she hates him.
She hates him.
Oh my God, she hates him. Like he's literally just like talking and like laughing about something. And you can just see in her face where she's just like, And then there's one where he's giving a toast and she's looking down and she's holding the glass. And I'm like, I've made this face before. And that's the face of like, I have such the ick from you. And I don't trust people that act like they have so much sex, like talk about it so much, because I'm like, you're actually like not then. And I feel like they were very like, we like had sex on that table. And I was like, okay, it's in your house. Like, I would assume like some weird shit happened on that table. Like, ah, you don't need to tell me.
You know how sometimes people say like a slow burn is good? I once had a guy tell me like, oh, I like you because it's a slow burn. And I really did not like that. I was like, wait, you're not, you have like crazy hots for me.
Yeah.
But I guess he meant like, it's a normal progression of a relationship, where some relationships it feels like an actual drug and it's crazy. And I feel like she went on a post-divorce like celebration with this like young, fun guy.
Yes.
And that young, fun, exciting dude who you have the best sex with is not always the one who you want to like sit on the couch with and eat takeout and do nothing with, which is what life is. Let's be honest. Most of life is us sitting on the couch.
Yes. Like somebody, this might be a little bit too much, but whatever. We're on Giggly Squad. Somebody asked me I think it was my mom. Like, does Craig make you laugh the most of any boyfriend you've ever had? And I thought about it and I was like, no.
my boyfriend from college.
My boyfriend after college made me laugh the hardest I've ever laughed. But he was the most toxic human I think I've ever laid eyes on. Mm-hmm. Craig gives me that like consistency of where I know I can laugh with him over a longer period of time. Because my first boyfriend that made me laugh so much, like I was over it after like 6 months, because I was like, it's not funny anymore. Yes. So like I get the slow burn thing where it's like, this is sustainable. I can't be laughing all day every day. I have a job, you know, like I have things to do. But I know that like he will always make me laugh at certain points.
We also, I might have talked about this on Giggly Squad, that girl who said, if you have less sex throughout the relationship, that's actually good.
Yeah.
Like, if it slows down. Because everyone's like, oh no, why is it slowing down? And it's like, when you're in the beginning, obviously it's so much fun. And you also need more affirmation that the guy likes you. So you're like, let's fuck. Oh, we're together. We have to fuck. Oh, we're together. Let's fuck.
Yeah.
And then if you're not fucking twice a day, that's good, because it means you actually feel secure in the relationship.
Right.
And when you're still fucking all the time, that means that's weird. That means like, you need the like drug of it all.
And I would say like, as it's like and I'm not saying infrequent, like you should be fucking once every 3 weeks. Like that's crazy. I mean like, okay, it slows down a little, but you're still consistent. But those consistent times are more intense.
Yes.
You know, and that is like a deeper connection than like, oh my God, we had sex 7 times today and I didn't look at you 1 time because I was reverse every single time. Like,
exactly.
You know, like the more, it's like more intense. Like you're like, I really love you.
Ask about my day
you.
Once. Okay? Yeah. But also if you're having no sex, that's another extreme where there could be something more. But I think normalizing that you're in a comfortable relationship when you don't feel the need to get that affirmation from his dick being inside you all the time.
Right. Right.
When in the beginning, you're just so excited about it.
Yeah.
That's just like, normal.
Totally agree.
Wow. We just figured out
all of world's problems.
We just peeled all the onions. What did you write about Rumi Neely?
Oh my God. Okay. When I think I was in high school, when fashion blogs first started, I followed this girl. Do you remember Tumblr?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if my
Tumblr.
I wonder if our Tumblr pages are still up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I need to like
photos of the subway and like quotes about like life not making sense.
Oh my God. I need to like Google my Tumblr page. I think it was called, I think my Tumblr was called Next Page.
Oh my
so
God.
So fucking artsy.
Who is she?
No, I can't. But anyway, when I first was on Tumblr, I followed this girl and the name of her Tumblr was Fashion Toast, and she ended up starting a brand, RUMI, And I've just followed her for years. I've followed her for like over 10 years. So obsessed with her, whatever. She DMs me the other day. No, it was like a full circle moment. She goes, "Hi, I'm a new giggler. I'm obsessed with you." I literally started tearing up and Craig's like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "You don't understand." Like,
yo, this is my best friend.
This is my best friend. Just DM me. I was like, she's like one of the reasons I thought like I could work in fashion, because I just thought like she was so in, like, I just loved her style. I just thought she was so artsy. Like, I just loved everything about her. She's a fucking giggler. So anyway.
So she has an incredible sense of humor.
She's obviously amazing. Has.
Oh, I just pulled up her Instagram. Yeah, she's chic as fuck.
It's Rumi. I don't know if she pronounces it Rummy or Rumi. I think she actually just recently got married, because her new last name is Dowson. Dowson. She's so cool. I even showed Craig her Instagram and he was like, "Yeah, she is really cool." He was like, "You love cool girls." And I was like, "I love her." So anyway, so I have a new best friend. Craig's still out.
Literally everyone in the world has been called your best friend once, except Craig.
Oh my God, the other day, Craig was like, someone DM'd me and they were like, "Craig is so much nicer about you on his podcast than you are about him on yours." And I felt so bad.
That's not my problem.
I know. I was like, "Sorry, we have a comedy podcast." And I asked Craig, I was like, "Do you talk about me on your podcast?" And he was like, "Yeah. And I know you talk about me on yours because I get so many DMs about how you're mean to me." And I was like, "Take it as a form of flattery. If I was nice about you on my podcast, that means we're probably about to break up."
Yeah, if you're like, "Oh my God, he was so amazing last week," I'm like, she hates him.
Yeah. She hates him.
Okay, perfect. We have enough time to talk about shit you guys have to watch this week, because I went in. I just watched Fire Island on Hulu. Bowen Yang from SNL, written by Joel Kim Booster, who is... I'm like so attracted to for some reason.
Okay.
He's gay, but I am he's so sexy. It is such like a fun, like feel good movie with so many, like I laughed out loud, and it takes me so much to laugh out loud in a film.
I get that.
It takes me so much and I laughed out loud, and then you have an out of body experience where you're like, "Oh my God, I'm laughing out loud." And that was really fun for me. So Fire Island, if anyone doesn't know, it's like this island right off Long Island where the gays go to party. I know Andy Cohen loves a Fire Island vacay.
I've never been there, and I feel like we would thrive.
We would definitely thrive, even though we're not their demo. Actually, we would thrive. It made me really want to take the Salami Squad.
I think the Salami Squad takes just new cities in the country is a show that I would watch.
Obsessed.
So recently my mom was over at my apartment and I said, "Oh, let's go into the kitchen and get a little snack." And I pulled out the Freestyle olives. I like the hot and spicy ones. And my mom was like, "What little snack is this?" She tried them for the first time. They are, I'm not kidding, they're so good. I've tried every flavor. Hot and spicy are definitely my favorite. But the reason I'm telling you this is because I can really only ever find them on Thrive Market. Thrive is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials and the convenience of ordering everything on their website and their app. They have top quality ingredients and they restrict thousands of harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and more. And not only do you save time shopping at Thrive Market as a member, you also save money on every single grocery order. And on average, you save over 30% each time. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So when you join, they give. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/giggly for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/giggly. thrivemarket.com/giggly. I feel like all girls can relate to that feeling when you get home from a long day and the first
thing you take off is your bra. Sometimes you don't even take your shirt off. You just immediately take your bra off. Well, if you're like that, then let me tell you about Honeylove's best-selling crossover bra. It's so comfortable and will absolutely be your new go-to. I also have a lot of girlfriends that will sleep in their bra, which is absolutely insane. But if you fall asleep in Honeylove's bra, then you literally won't even notice the difference. Their Relax Bra is their recommended V bra. It offers the support of a traditional bra without an uncomfortable underwire. It's designed to lift and separate with molded cups, and it's not like a shelf-like bra, so you won't get that weird uniboob effect. And if you're looking for more loungewear, they also have shapewear, tanks, and leggings. Pair your new V-neck bra with their breathable, versatile leggings, or get the matching shapewear to pair with their crossover bra. Honeylove basically has you covered from bras to leggings to tank tops, all of your essentials that you need. Honeylove is not just supporting women, it's empowering women. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/giggly. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/giggly to find your perfect fit. After you purchase, they ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Free the pain and discomfort. Keep the support with Honeylove. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, now to get a little darker, I watched a documentary about Janet Jackson.
Wow.
And like, just justice for Janet. They just talk about how this woman was the star of everything.
Yeah.
And then the Super Bowl thing happens and everyone blacklisted her. Everyone. No one blacklisted Justin. Mm-hmm. Justin has gone on to be so successful.
His career like only thrived after that.
Yeah. Apparently, he immediately apologized
to her.
And she like took a second, because also like it wasn't her to like everyone.
Got it.
To like the NFL, to the people who watching, because everyone got so mad. And she took a second because like also it wasn't her fault. It wasn't her fault.
Right. She stood there.
Justin Timberlake pulled the thing. Apparently they everyone's kind of blaming other people. Apparently her stylist changed the outfit right before. But like then she kind of came out with an apology, just saying sorry to like America. And I think that networks got so mad that like she embarrassed them. And
imagine having to apologize to America.
Not even the Academy.
Not even the Academy.
If you don't show your nipple now, it's considered like a lame rude performance. So it was. She was before her time.
I just couldn't imagine the mental health of her after that. Like, you have to apologize to America for something you didn't do.
America gaslit her.
Yeah.
Everyone gaslit her.
We're a bunch of gaslighters.
And, like, to this day, her career is not the same. And to all these fucking journalists and media people who, like, during the Free Britney thing was like, oh my God, how could the media be so mean to Britney? And then, like, immediately find the next girl they're trying to take down.
It's all like a clickbaity thing to, like, people to click on that article. And then you read the article and you're like, wait, that's, like, not even what the headline was. And so, like, and most people only read headlines.
Yeah. And society is so much more fascinated with, like, taking down a, like, woman who's expressing herself than the guy.
Somebody called me body positive for my outfit at MTV Awards. And I was just like, wow. Thank you so much.
Okay, now getting darker. Getting darker. It's called Wild Crime, Murder in the Rocky Mountains.
Are you okay?
This woman's husband. No.
Wild crime? Where are the Rocky Mountains?
I don't know.
I would like to propose that every mountain is Rocky. So, like, good one on naming that.
Oh, goes to LA and hikes once. Thinks she knows mountains. Okay. So this guy makes this woman, who's like a doctor, move to Colorado with him. Okay. Red flag. Takes her from her job, surprises her to for their anniversary to take her to a cabin where there's hiking. Red flag.
Ew.
People say, yeah, people's divorce. People say he literally looked like MGK and Megan Fox, where, like, he was all like, oh, I'm surprising her in the office. And she definitely was looking around like, why is he here? I'm, like, uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
But they were like, it's okay, like, take a couple.
Were they engaged? Were they dating?
They were married. They were married for years.
Oh, okay.
They've been married for years.
Okay.
But he calls the police. She had fallen. This bitch didn't fall. This bitch, like, fell.
This is why,
like, it wasn't like you tripped.
No.
They went to some, like, spot that you're not supposed to go to, like, have
then don't go. Then don't go. See, this is where I follow the rules. If there is a spot in a mountain where you're not supposed to go, I'm not going.
Absolutely not. Like, call me not spontaneous. Cool.
I don't care.
I'll put it on my grave. I'm not spontaneous.
Don't care. Nope.
I don't want to go. They go to this place. Oh, I can't even go on a fire escape. And I'm like, eh.
No.
And they show, like, he took pictures right by where she fell, and then she took photos. So, like, he definitely was like, stand here, like, take the photo. And he definitely pushed her, but people didn't, they weren't sure. They do more research into him. They find he had an ex-wife who also died in a mysterious accidente.
No.
He was fixing the car, and she dropped something underneath it, and the car
blew
fell
up
on her, basically. Like, what? And then they find out that he took out life insurance,
yep,
on both of them, like, months before. Mm-hmm. This is why we do research, ladies, on, yep, Murder Docs. And so this man is, like, a full scam artist and accidentally murders women.
Now that you're married, do you guys have life insurance?
I asked Des. And he got a little weirded out.
And you're like,
there's
and
no, like,
also
smooth way to be like, do you have life insurance?
There's a cabin I'd love to take you to.
He does. We've been, like, pretty casual with that stuff, but there are life, marriage is very about, like, laws and shit. It's, like, a very official thing. Apparently your taxes get better.
Oh, that's good. Because we hate taxes.
Final thing I watched. It's not funny. It's horrible. But Kristen Chenoweth.
Okay.
On, I think it's Hulu. It's called Into the Ashes. I love Kristen Chenoweth, and mm-hmm, I love that she made this whole murder of three Girl Scouts about her the entire time. She starts it off and she's like, I lived in this place and I was supposed to go to that camp where the girls died.
Yes. Okay. I saw this.
And you're like, what a coincidence. But then she starts every episode explaining that same story to you. And then she has, like, a singing part in it. Like,
I love someone who knows their audience, though. You know?
True. And at first, I read some articles and people were like, it's disgusting. She made these murders about her. There are a lot of, like, Selling Sunset slow-mo vids of her just, like, walking out of a car. Like, looking hot, like walking along the path or whatever.
Main character.
But I think it's main character entry, and I think more people watch this
because of her. Well, yeah, of course.
And like, she obviously didn't. It's something that did traumatize her. But yeah, you find out these three girls, one of them like didn't want to be there. Everyone had their own story. They are the cutest girls too. Don't you like?
So funny. My mom wouldn't let me go on any overnights for Girl Scouts. But I think that's because she didn't want to have to chaperone and go. That's a different thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she also safety pinned my patches on my vest. So that's a whole different thing. But what is this on? I would actually love to watch this one because I love her.
It's really good. Okay. I mean, there are some times where it's like, you can tell they're trying to get more episodes out of it, but these three girls get murdered and they don't know who did it.
But isn't it funny when someone starts something and they're like, okay, what I'm about to tell you is not funny,
not funny.
But you're don't laugh. Because then immediately you have to laugh. It's not funny.
It was just an interesting creative choice having Kristen Chenoweth like in between, because you keep wanting her to say something deeper, but it's always like, it could have been me. And I'm like, yeah, it could have been Paige. It could have been literally anyone. But it's
not
definitely
funny.
Changed the town, and it's not funny at all. But overall, this was a funny podcast. Yeah. I love you guys so much for listening.
This was hilarious.
This overall, contextually, that was not funny. In full picture, very funny. I'm always going to bring you the disturbing docs. You guys know that. We love you. Thank you so much for giggling with us. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.